For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft is rejecting an effort to overturn the state's newly signed abortion ban. Jason Rosenbaum reports that the GOP officials cited the Missouri Constitution for his decision.
Legislation that bans most abortions after 8 weeks includes a provision that goes into effect immediately. The Missouri Constitution prohibits referendums on legislation with so-called emergency clauses, which is why Ashcroft rejected two bids to overturn the abortion ban.
There was an appropriate emergency clause on there that met the requirements. I had no choice but to reject those two referendums.
Tony Rothard of the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri says his group will go to court over Ashcroft's decision. Missouri case law says that judges can determine if an emergency clause is valid. The clock is ticking, though. Proponents of a referendum have until August 28th to gather roughly 100,000 signatures. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
City officials began interviews today with candidates for Columbia's next city manager. The Columbia Missourian reports the interviews, which were scheduled to be held throughout the day in the Howard Municipal Building near City Hall, were closed to the public. Mayor Brian Treece said the number of remaining candidates, as well as any other details about them, remains confidential. In early May, city council members met with the firm hired to conduct the search to narrow down their list to 5 to 8 candidates. Finalist interviews are scheduled for June 20th and 21st. Before today's meeting, Tree said there wasn't a projected timeline for the position to be filled. The mayor said the city might hold an event that allows citizens to interact with the candidates. Columbia and the University of Missouri are host this week to about 100 academics and advocates with a common aim: to make the Midwest a more, quote, welcoming place to immigrants, Latinos, and people of color. KBIA's Janet Saidi has more.
The gathering is for the annual Cambio de Colores Conference. It brings together researchers, educators, advocates, and healthcare professionals improving the lives of immigrants and people of color in Midwest communities and campuses. Deborah Bolton is the Director of Intercultural Learning and Academic Success at Kansas State University. She's looking at how we create welcoming campuses for our students, particularly students of color. Bolton says success means students feel not only welcomed, but also much more.
That they feel like scholars, that they feel like students, that they feel like all the things that they're seeking for higher education, and in the outcome being globally marketable students and workers eventually.
The conference continues through Friday at Columbia's Stony Creek Inn. Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
The amount of water being released into the lower Missouri River from upstream dams will remain at a high level for several months because of recent heavy rain and remaining snowpack. The Army Corps of Engineers says it expects water releases from reservoirs on the Missouri to be above average through the summer and possibly until November. The Corps says that for now it's maintaining the amount of water that's being released from Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border at 75,000 cubic feet per second. The Corps' John Remus says that's more than twice the average release of water for this time of year. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.